Third pack of my cousin Mishnah test. The Roshe Chodoshim, or the Chalecha, or the Purim, Ma'anas, or Metabchas. And Rosh Hashanah, Tzad Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, even though it has a certain level of Yontov, you're not supposed to be masted, but they permitted the women not only to wail out at the time of the Levi, but even to clap their hands. But the Zevazel of Mekoyinus, to do Mekoyinus, which we will see soon, that they don't do. That's a more stronger form of crying. Nikbar ha-meis, loy ma'anas, loy metapchus. Once they buried the meis, then they don't do anything anymore. And at the time of Levi itself, they were permitted to express their emotions in that fashion of crying, and not afterwards, publicly crying. Eizu inui, what is inui? Well, it says ma'anas, shakula ma'anas kechate. They simultaneously, they all wail out these sad kinois, lamentations. Kina, mekoinenois, is sha'achas medaberes, v'kula moines achreya. One leads them, and the other ones cry afterwards, which is more emotional. Shanema, lamzena, benoisechem, nehi, should teach your daughters, nehi, how to say this kina. The isha ru'usa kina. So this isha ru'usa kina implies that the kina was from one woman to the next, the other one. That death will be finished forever, and there won't be any more tears on people's faces.